Wednesday, August 14th. I'm in Booth Bay Harbor, Maine at the moment, which is not relevant to what I'm talking about tonight. But the kids are asleep and the adults are hanging out, talking. And just came up in conversation that, you know, one of the parents talking about a young child who's 9 Googling stuff on the internet on her phone, on the mom's phone, and then the mom seeing what she's Googling, and it's like incredibly disturbing is the wrong word, because that's kind of the point and the question that I'm kind of posing here tonight, but raunchy stuff. Like, you could, you know, we all know the rabbit holes you can go in on YouTube or the internet, where if you were to Google boob and even spell it incorrectly somewhere on the internet, YouTube or otherwise, they could say, oh, you like boobs, how about this, here's something else you might like. And a 9-year-old ended up showing the phone, and there was like some X-rated porn stuff happening. And one of the other parents in the room is like completely dismayed, because they have a child the same exact age as this child. And they're like, if my kid showed me that, I would lose my fucking mind. Like, he's like, he shouldn't be doing this till he's 12, not 8 or 9. Like, what the fuck's going on here? And then it went into a conversation of, well, the dissemination of information is so different. Like, when we were kids, if you were curious about your body at the age of 8 or 9 or 10, and you had an open relationship with your parents, you know, you could express it, and they could say, oh, here's this book, let's read it together, let's talk about it. Now, kids, especially those with older siblings, or just being around the fucking playground where kids have their phones, where they're 12 and you're 8 or 9, it's a lot easier to just be led down this path of unknown and be sort of taught this stuff via suggestions on the internet, rather than, you know, your parents or your teachers or your actual older siblings. Like, it's a kind of just crazy world to think about, which I'm sure I'm going to be dealing with very soon in a few years. You know, as my 5-year-old becomes 8, 9, 10, 11, and as younger brother follows up, and, you know, I wonder what my opinion will be then. But it's very interesting as an observer to watch the two factions of people around me, both with the 9 and 8-year-old kids, having totally different opinions about this. So just posing this out to you guys, like, how do we even define age appropriate when it comes to this stuff these days, you know, with the internet and the information highway at our disposal? It's a pretty interesting topic. And I'm sure one that, you know, many of you guys with older kids deal with all the time, maybe like even today, right? Like, it's just around. So you have more insights than I do on it. So hit me up if you have something interesting to say or a story to tell about this. I'm curious.